We're holding in the Parshiyos, holding close to Yom Tov of Pesach, but the Parshiyos of the Karbonos. The Inyan of the Karbonos, you have a Korban Pesach, but the Inyan of a Karbonos Bechlau, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, is Mavar that the Inyan of Karbonos is to be mesalik yourself from Avodah Zorah. We know that the Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrayim was a tleh, was a seh. The Avodah Zorah by Hodu, by the Indians, is a shoyer. That's the next one of the mazalis. There's cheshbonis in them. Over by the Mitzrayim, the mazal of tseh, the mazal of chodesh nisan. And taka on tes vav nisan is at the height of, if you know the inyanam of the mazalis, the middle of the month is the height of the koyach of the tleh. And that's when we come and shecht the Avodah Zorah. A few days before, on Asiri Lachoydesh, on Yud Nisan, was Shabbos HaGodol, we're going to see. And we shecht the Avodah Zorah. But the Rambam is mevar that Bechlau, all the inyanim of Karbonos, is to rid a person of Avodah Zorah. That's the Yisoid of Karbonos. The Ramban, in the beginning of Vayikra, in Pasuk Tes, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, he's mayrich to explain that it can't be. The Indian of Karbonos is only to be misalik a person from Avodah Zorah. He says, Avadas Kenesh Zayin. There's so many different kinds of Karbonos. With different Zrikos Dam, different Oifanim of Hakrova. If the Indian is just to knock out Avodah Zorah, what is there so many different forms and Oifanim? And also the Pasuk says, Ishei Reach Nichoyach. There's something going on over here by a Karbon. So the Ramban explains, Barichus, that the Indian of a Karbon is to be makariv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it does grace tikkunim, and each kind of a carbon has its toyeles and its matara. There's kachim kalim, there's kachim kachim, with different gidrei dinim. The Meshech Chochma, in the beginning of Vayikra, when he's talking about it, he brings that the Rambam writes that it's just to be masalik from Avodah Zorah, and then he says, and the Ramban learns different, that it's an inyan, he calls it an inyan elektri ruchni. A ruchni is like electricity. He doesn't say chashmal. I think that word came afterwards, but someone decided that the chashmal, which we don't know what it is, it's something with the chazoin of Yecheskel, of Rakhapon, he calls it an electric ruchni, some kind of a chibur, some kind of a kirva, a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch. The Meshech Chochma wants to say a chiddush. He says that efshir, that the Rambam and the Ramban are both right. Efshir by bama, we know there was a tkufa that Klai Yisrael was able to be makrif by bama. Efshir in a bama, the inyan of a carbon is taka merenisht, to be misalik from Avodah Zorah. In the Beis HaMikdosh, then the inyan of a carbon is much, much more. And he brings rise to that if you're in a bummer, the Rambam's mahalik is right. I once heard, and actually we can voice this inyan also, that Karban Pesach specifically, maybe also, is more al derech the Rambam. Karban Pesach, I don't think it says Reach Nichoyach, or Akoponim Pesach Mitzrayim, maybe even Pesach Doiris, you can clare. There's a Mishnah that says Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim la Pesach Deris. We'll have to see, but it could be that the inyan of a carbon Pesach was taka, the Rambam's mahalach to be misalik themselves from Avodah Zorah, the Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrayim, like we said. Bemis it says Mishchu Kchu Lachem Tzoyin. That happened on Yud Nisan. We know there's a machloikus if Betishrei Nivra Oilam, Benisan Nivra Oilam, and I don't want to go into that now. But there's a lot of raid that the two parts of the year are really folded together. And they correspond to each other. Tishrei corresponds to Nisan, Cheshvan corresponds to Iyar, and there's a lot of different days that come together like that. Tu B'Shvat corresponds to Tu B'Av, and both of them are the inyan of the Hischachas. Tu B'Av was Shaduchim by people, and Tu B'Shvat is Peiros Ha'ilan. There's Peiros Ha'odom and Peiros Ha'ilan. There's a lot of days that go together. Hoshana Rabbah has to do with Mayim, and Shvi'i Shel Pesach comes out, is Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a lot of them, but what I want to touch on now is that Yud Nisan corresponds to Yud Tishrei. Yud Tishrei is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is when a person chaps himself, and he says Mishchu, and he grabs himself. He grabs a hold of himself. And he tells the Vek that he's going to separate himself, that he's going to make himself Kaddish. That's Yom Kippur, and that's what happened in Yud Nisan. That was the Karban Pesach in Pesach Mitzrayim, to separate themselves. That was the Yisoid of the Karban Pesach. It says, there's a pasuk in Parshas Boy, V'chi yogur itcha ger v'osa Pesach l'Hashem. And when a ger is Megayer, he also is Makar of the Karban Pesach. Rashi brings Mechilta, Yochol, Kol Gershin is Gayer, Yakar of Karban Pesach. Maybe there would be a Havmina that every time a person is Megayer, he should bring a Karban Pesach. Also, Kol Kotenshin is Gadol, maybe in his Bar Mitzvah, he should bring a Karban Pesach. Talmud Loimer, no, you bring a Karban Pesach together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. What's the gedda, this Havamina, that a person in the middle of the year, when he's Megayer, or becomes Bar Mitzvah, would bring a Karban Pesach? Efshir, if you understand that the union of the Karban Pesach is that a person is separating himself from Avodah Zarah, he's making the Hitnatkut, he's cutting himself off from what was before, I would have a Havamina that every time a person's Megayer, maybe it's Pashat, a Chelek of the Seder of Geiris. The Karban Pesach represents that union, Chelek of the Seder of the Geiris. So I would think that maybe that's why every Ger, Kamash Malon, that not. Of Rakapanim, the Havamina, Efshir is Alderach, the way we're explaining. Bemes Amo, we said a different Mahalach to that Indian. Why I would think that a Ger specifically should be Makriv, a Karban Pesach right away. It's a whole Arichas, I don't want to go into it just to touch it. We know that there's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tesvav, and we know that a whole year there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we spoke, I think, a different year about that Indian. What's this unique about Leil Tesvav? Manishtana Halayla Hazem, Mikola Leilois. What's different on Leil Tesvav that there's a special mitzvah? And there's a lot of Mahalchim. But we once said a Mahalach, the Mefarshim say, and Be'emes Yikavi Makdim, the Rambam doesn't even bring down the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam doesn't count it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He only mentions it Agav Orchei in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. But he doesn't even mention it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He only mentions Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a Mahalach, the Be'emes, on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't just say the story, we actually relive going out of Mitzrayim. Chayiv Odom, like the Rambam's Girsola, Harei says Atzmai Kili Yotzim Mitzrayim. We literally live going out of Mitzrayim. And Ken Zayin, the Dalit Koises and the Matz and the Morer, it's a hands-on experience. We're not just talking about it and saying it, we're actually reliving going out of Mitzrayim. We say that a whole year we have to remember going out of Mitzrayim. How do we remember it? It's something that happened 2,000 years ago. How do we taka remember it? Teretz says we don't remember what happened 2,000 years ago. We remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. On Leil Tesvav we go out, we literally leave Mitzrayim. The rest of the year, Zechir is not a separate mitzvah, it's a sif cotton of that mitzvah. We remember every day our Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's one package deal. The mitzvah of Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim is to literally live going out of Mitzrayim, which enables us to be Mekayim, the whole year mitzvah of Zechiras Mitzrayim. If so, there would be a Havamina, Yochel Gershon is Geyer. He right away should be Makar of a Karban Pesach, and literally Machzich Yitzias Mitzrayim. How is he going to be, say, Kriyashman, be Mekayim Zechira, till the next Pesach, if he's not going to right away bring a Karban Pesach? Vashteitzach, it's only a Havamina. Kamash Melon, no. And the Kamash Melon is because you can't go out of Mitzrayim on Tu B'Shvat. Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be on Leil Tesvav. How is the Ger Taka Mekayim Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim those few months till the next Pesach? Tzorichi and Kotten. Daf and Vis. Obar Al Kuponim, that would be the Gedder of the Havim. But the Mahalach we were going in today was the other Mahalach that the Inyan of a Karban Pesach is to be Mesalik a person. Now, I want to talk a little bit in the Parshi, the Inyan of the Parshi is first. Oichet Inyan of the Yom. We don't have Karbonis Bizmanazeh. Tfila Keneged Karbonis Tiknum. Tfila keneged avos tiknum, tfila keneged karbonos. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph that the Mechaber brings down. Most people aren't noyik. The Mechaber brings down a halacha that you're supposed to say Parshas Akedah, Parshas Hamon, Parshas Aseres Adibris, and then he says the Parshas Oilo Umincha Shlomim Chatas Vashim. You're supposed to say the Parshas of Karbonos. In most Siddurim it's not printed, and I don't know too many people that are noyik. In our Siddurim it's printed the Parsha of the Kiyar and the Akedah, and then the Mishnayis of Ezehu Mekoyman, which is also a Gevaldik Inyan to say. It's because we want to say Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, we say the Brayis of Mishmol. But the Parshis of the Karbonis is not printed in most Siddurim. But the Emes, it's a Mechaber. For those that say Gans Karbonis, I'm giving you something else to add. Gans Karbonis, I mean what it's printed in the Siddur. There's an Inyan to say the Parshis of the Karbonis, the Parshis Ha'oila, Shlomin, Mincha, Chatas. But we also have the Tfilah of Keneged the Karbonis. There's a Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Sadi Ches. A basic halacha, but it's important to know that's what we're doing. That when a person davens, the Mechaber says in Simen Sadi Ches, Sif Dalet, and Hilchas Tvila, Tvila's b'mokim karbin, l'kach tzorich li zoher shetei dugmas ha-karbin. Yeah, a person asks that his davening should be like a karbin. Shelo ya'arav b'machshov acheres. A person shouldn't think about other things during davening. Otherwise, it's going to be piggle. You need to stand by Shemana Esrei, dum yedavoida. It has to have kvias mokim, right? Every karbin had a certain mokim. The muscle, the shechita of kotchim has to be in sofoin. Shechita of kotchim kalim is in the whole Azor. But there's a makom, you have to have a certain kviyas makom. You're not allowed to have a chatzitza by davening also, there shouldn't be a chatzitza by neilu v'nakir. Roy Elias loy malbushim noyim, a person has to have special begodim, yuchodim for tefillah. Mekom neshtam azayarayin, davening. Special begodim, azayvi, there was big dekuna. Kol min edinim in tefillah, nemtzach fin karbonis. Stay in the pasuk, odom ki yakrav mikem karbon. Stating the Lev Eliyo from Rav Elia Lepian. Later on, it says in the parasha Nefesh Kisecheto. Over here, it says Adam Ki Yakrav Mikem Karban. Later on, it says Nefesh Kisecheto. So he says, there's Nefesh and there's Adam. A person has his Nefesh; he has the Ruchni Yistek Echelik of himself, and Adam is the Guf. So it's a Medrash Bemis that gives a mushal. A Koyin had two wives. One was a Bas Koyin, and she understood already from her father's house what it means to be Shoymer B'Tahara, the food. And one was a Bas Yisrael. And he gave them both an Isa, a dough, to watch, to make sure it shouldn't become Tomei. And they were Nichshal. On who is he upset more? He's upset on the Bas Koyin more. On her it's a bigger Tfiya. She should have known better. Nefesh Kisecheta. When a person does an Avera, his Guf did the Avera and his Neshama did the Avera. Who is the Tfiya on more? Nefesh Kisecheta. The Tfiya is more on the Neshama. The Neshama is Menal Yoinim, it knows. But when you makrav the carbon, it's Adam Ki Yakrav Mikem Carbon. The purpose of the carbon, if this goes with the Rambam or not, you have to know, but the purpose of the carbon is to be mila, not only the nefesh kisecheta, even the Adam ki yakrav mikem, that the Adam, the chelek ha-gashmis, also has to be mila himself with the carbonus. In Alice Svarim state of the Adam ki yakrav mikem, a person has to really be makrav from zich, a person has to be realizing that when he's makrav a carbon, he's being makrav a chelek from zich. That's the richtige carbon. So interesting ha'orah from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rashi says, Adam ki yakrav mikem, zok Rashi, Adam, loma nemar Adam, Ma Adam Harishan lahikriv min a gezel, shakoil hoya shaloi, af atam like takriv min a gezel. The makar, the analogy to be makar of a carbon from gezel, besides mitzvah babaveir and other inyanim, is because it says here Adam, and just like Adam Harishai, obviously wasn't makar from gezel because everything was his. The ganze welt was his, so it wasn't gezel. Frekt of Chaim Kanievsky, it's connected to Gemara and Sanhedrin daf nun vov. The Gemara and Sanhedrin daf nun vov, Darshan's apostate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Harishan, Mikol eitz hagon toichel. And the Gemara darshens, Mikol eitz hagan v'loy min hagezel. State that drasha that Adam Rishon had a lav not to eat from gezel, besides the aveira not to take from the eitz hadas, which he did. V'loy min hagezel. Of Adam Rishon state v'loy min hagezel. I mean, it's first of all a technical question. Taka wasn't everything his, but more than that, we have a sphere here. We're medayik that you're not allowed to bring a carbon from gezel because by Adam Rishon obviously didn't have gezel shakol shaloi. Zokter B'chaim Kanievsky, there's a chilik. There's a chilik between behemus and paris. He says, the behemoth and the chayis of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beferish told Adam Rishon, Redu bidgas hayom uva oif ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beferish told him that you're in charge, it's all yours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mocking everything to Adam Rishon. But Peres Ha'ilin didn't belong to Adam Rishon. If Cain or Hevel or one of his descendants would take it, it belongs to them. So on Peres Ha'ilin, it passes Gezel on Adam Rishon. On behemoth and chayis, it wasn't Shaykh Gezel. Because everything was his. Okay, Lamais, later on, Hevel was makrav. You have to know. We had in the sugya in Kedushin, there's the sugya of Ispashtus, I saw a shein of art from the Tfuas Shor. It says, "Im oyla karboni min habakar zochar tami makrivenu lirtsoyle lefnei Hashem." We know that if a person's makar v'chelik of a behema, it's nispashit to kedusha to the whole behema. But if a person's makadish in isha, chetzi isha, it's not nispashit to the whole isha. The Gemara says, "What's the difference?" Because this das acheres, the isha, it's totally in her das also the kedushin. By behema, it's only up to the bala behema. What's by a shutfim? That's the hemshach hasugi there. So he says it's meduyik in the pasuk. Even if a person's makrav min habakar, only from the bakar, only a chelik of it, eivish and hashem atliyboy, not eivish and hashem atliyboy, but only from the bakar, still zochar tami makrivenu. Why? Because lirtsoinai, because it's totally in him. It's lirtsoinai. It's not totally in a das acheres. Now the different karbonis have different place where you makrav it, and where also the zrikas dam, there's different gedar. We said already, kachi kachim is shchitasei betzofain, and you're allowed to eat it, the achila is anywhere in the azara. Kachim kalim, the shchit is anywhere in the azara, the achila is in the whole Yerushalayim. Also the zrikas dam is different. The zrikas dam is different. Now it's interesting, by a oila, an oilas behema, the zrika is lamata. By oilas ha'oif, the zrika is lamala. And by a chatos, it's exactly the opposite. By a chatos behema, this week is dam is lamala, and a chatos ha'oif, this week is lamata. The ganze perik in Zvachim, the ganze sugis wegen dem. I heard a pshat from the choizim in Lublin. Says a shein pshat. What's the inyan that by oila it's that way and by chatos? He says, who normally brings a oila? An osher. I'm sorry, who normally brings a behema? An osher. And who normally brings an oif is the ani. So an osher brings an oilas behema, an adava. Nishkin kunst, a kunst that an osher is being manadiv. Nishta zoigishma, nishta spitz. That's lamata. But a chatas behema goes up, because an osher that's moid on his mistakes, that he's mechubit the convention, he's moid on his mistakes, that already deserves to be up. By an ani is punkfaket. An oila sa'oif, an ani, even though it's only an oif, but he has nothing and he's being makariv, right away he deserves to go lamala. A chata sa'oif, that the ani is moida on his mistakes, that's his alam alazah. There's another chilik between a chata sa'oif and an oila sa'oif. It says, v'shi sa'oif se b'chnof of lo yavdil. By an oila sa'oif, it's lo yavdil. That means it's a big machloikis v'shoinim. It's against a sugi. The Rambam is lo yavdil, you don't have to. A lot of other v'shoinim learn it's a lav deiraisa. Lo yavdil, you're not allowed to be mavdil. Ganz machlokes Rambam against the Bahag and the Yireim and other Rishonim. But there's a vertel. It says, by chatas ha'oif it's yavdil. Chatas ha'oif is lo yavdil. Sorry, chatas ha'oif is lo yavdil. What's the pshat? Chatas ha'oif is lo yavdil. And oilas ha'oif is yavdil. Ayitut ha'shlechta zach. The way the goyim, look on the way the goyim cook after Yidden. Ayitot the shlechta zach is lo yavdil. All Yidden, all the Jews machta zay. Chatas lo yavdil. They don't make havdalah. They make kuk nishlech techilik. By oilas oif and ayitot the gutta zach, all of a sudden, yeah, taka, halavai, they should all be like you. Yeah, this is the oilas oif lo yavdil. Yeah, now, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, you have a sugya of korban oilav yoyrit. A korban oilav yoyrit. Korban oilav yoyrit is in a certain averis. Instead of bringing a regular korban chatas, on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah, and on Shvua, certain Averis, there's a special carbon chatas oil of Yoyrid, that it depends. If you're rich, then you bring a behema. If you're in loisagia yodai, so you bring oif, you bring two oif, oilas oif and a chatas oif. If it's even that, it's loisagia yodai, you don't even have enough of that, so you bring a mincha. So it's three levels. You don't find it that often. You have one other place, by Mitzoyra you have such a concept. A mitzayra osher and a mitzayra ani. You have by mitzayra such an idea, and you have over here, and you have by nedava, by shteitzach, nedava. You could be menada, whatever you want, but by chiyuv, by chatas, you have the concept of korban oil of yared. And the mafarshim ask, it says, if he's very poor, so he brings only a mincha. And what if he doesn't even have enough money for a mincha? Right? He's going, in loisagiyah yadeh. On vases, I berhanish can gelt a filo for a mincha. So one shetel I saw, he doesn't even have enough for a mincha, is the ahater alev nishbar. The lev nishbar alein, his tebrach in the heart, that's what he's makriv. But another vart, a musa vart, if you don't even have enough for a mincha, tarmin is zindigin. As the husband is genug for a mincha, tarmin is zindigin. And it's a musa, it's a vart. A person has to have a chrys for his actions, you have to know what the tzoyis is going to be. If you know in advance, the husband is tafila for a mincha, tarmin is zindigin. Ken is tankin aveir. There's a famous maisa with the Ur Sameach. Famous maisa. There's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara in Chulin has a Havamina that a person could be makriv, the oila sa'oif, by a carbon oil of yoyrid, a person could be makriv, the oila sa'oif, even at night, right? Normally, you can only be makriv it by day. There was a Havamina in the Gemara, Shakla Vatari, the Gemara's Maskon is not like that, that the oila sa'oif of the carbon oil of yoyrid, you could do at night time. And there's a Chubas HaRajba already that talks about it. He doesn't understand what kind of havamin is this. We never find the concept that by karbonis you're allowed to be makriv it by night. So Ramei Simcha said a pshat. It's also an Ur Sameach. The Etzem Chiddush. He wanted to say a zeh. Be'emes, what's the pshat? It's a modern zach by a carbon oil of yoyrid. If he's rich, he brings a behema. Not so rich, two oifas. Oila and chatas. Even less rich, a mincha. Why suddenly is he bringing an oila here? It should be, if he's rich, a behemoth chatas. If not, oila chatas oif. If not, a mincha schoite. Why suddenly by the middle level, by oif, you bring two? You bring an oila and a chatas. So then some of the mafarshim say that the person bringing the oif, he's makana in the osher. And because of his mahargosh of the kinah, Memela, he has to also bring an oil aside for the aver of having the kinnah. Weißt du, the one that's bringing the mincha, hat er schon nicht kemu sagen, bachlau, zu mekanu sein. But in the middle level, he has kinnah. Fana zap shat. Oh, but Ibn Ezra and the Balaturim say a different shat. Say, every carbon has to have amarim. Every carbon has a chelik of zrikas dam. The matan domim, there's different kinds. Shtayim shen arba, shvicha achas kenegar yisoy. There's different carbonas. Everyone has a different zrika. But then there's the chelik of the amarim, the pot, achilas hamizbeach. Every carbon has achilas hamizbeach. Some carbonas only have achilas mizbeach. A carbon oil is only nechal to the mizbeach. None of it goes to the vial. Achatas ha'oif doesn't have any achilas mizbeach. If you know, achatas ha'oif, it's the dam goes on the mizbeach, taka. But then the whole basar, the whole oif goes to the kohen. It doesn't go to the bailam. Right, a shlomim goes to everyone. A shlomim, that's why it's shlomim. Side the mizbeach gets a piece, side the kehanim, and side the bailam. But by achatas, it goes to the kohen, the chelak achila. But by achatas ha'oif, achatas ha'oif doesn't, and none of it goes on the mizbeach. It entirely, it goes to the kohen. You zeruk the dam, and then it goes to the kohen. So the Emesit's a modern zach. This person, if he would be rich, he would be makav a behema, and the behema would have amarim, would go on the mizbech. Now he's bringing only a chatas oif, there's no amarim. There's no chelik of his bech. Zokti ben Ezra, zokti balaturim, the inyan, that when he suddenly gets to that middle level of wealth, and he has to bring oif, he also brings an oilas oif, the oilas oif is going to substitute for the amarim. As oivi, if he would have been rich, he would bring a behema, he would bring amarim also, part of the behema, certain, the chalovim would go on the mizbech. When he's up to the level of bringing a bird, he also brings oila in order that there should be a substitute for the amarim. Because in the chatas oif itself, there's no amarim. Azoy zokti ben Ezra. Zokti meshech chachma, and this is the maisa, that he had a dream. And in his dream he had, that the Rashba comes to him in a dream. And the Rashba said that for years in the oilam ha'emes, they were muttering on this sugya. What's the pshan and the havmin in the gemara in chulin, the chav bay, that by korban oila v'yerd, if it's oif, that the oila pot could be brought after the night. No one knew what was the pshat. But the Rashba got up and he says, there's a Yidin Dvinsk, Kazok Pshat, Emes Pshat. And this was a Meir Simchas Pshat. There's a Havamina, because since really you're not supposed to be bringing an oil, you're supposed to bring a Chatas. If you'd be rich, it would be a Chatas Behema. Instead, you're bringing a Chatas Oif. The whole purpose of bringing the oil also is only an Inyan, because you have to have Amarim. To say this, so it's the factor of the Amarim. The Amarim are allowed to be brought up at night. Once you mark the carbon, the Haktaras, Chalavim, Mevarim on the Mizbeach is allowed to be done the whole night. That's why there's a Havamina. That you're allowed to do it at night? Because it's only really a substitute of Amarim. Why is it only a Havamina? Because we can't overdo it. Avad, it's a Gzeres HaKosev, that when a person is the middle level, he brings an Oila and a Chatas. It's an Oila, it's not Stamas of Amarim over there. But Chotzeh was a Havamina, that it has the status of Amarim, and that's why they're allowed to bring it at night. So I was thinking, there's a big shayla in the Achroinim, as Chodesh HaSemes talks about it, the Mechaz Chinah talks about it, others. Let's say a person's not so rich, and he's supposed to be really bringing, he's Mechoyiv a carbon oil of the Yairid. And instead he goes and brings the behema. He decided to make the extra push and he goes and gets money and he's makar for the behema. He did even better than he was supposed to. But the Achroyim start clearing, maybe not. His financial status was that he's a Beinani, he's supposed to be bringing a chatas oif and a oilas oif. A chochameiner, he went and brought a behema, a chatas behema. Where's his oilas oif? Namely, you could say the behema is, the chatas behema is instead of the chatas oif. But where's your oila? How come you're not bringing an oila? And therefore they clear it out, maybe it's no good. He can't be act the rich man. He has to actually bring his chiv. You can clear, according to this vort, from the Ibn Ezra with the Ramei Simcha, the whole purpose of the oila is only to have amarim. If he brought a behema, certainly he has amarim. So maybe it wouldn't be a problem. On the other hand, it's only a havamina, right? We saw the maskana is that l'moshel you're not allowed to bring it at night. It doesn't just have the status of amarim. L'maisit is the chiv to bring the oila soif. And this person, if his status is such that he has to bring two birds, maybe you can't bring one behema. Interesting, by a mitzoyra also has a din, that if he's not rich, he could bring a bird instead. Over there, avada, if the mitzoyra gives a push and he brings a behemoth, it's good. Because the mitzoyra either way brings a oila and a chatas. By a mitzoyra, it's different. It's either way going to be a oila chatas. The question just is it a behema? Is the chatas part a behema or oif? But he's not missing an oif. Over there, avada, it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah. That a mitzoyra in a goyim, a mishnah that a mitzoyra that's a mitzoyra oni that brings the carbon mitzoyra asher is yaitze, because he's not missing anything. But over here, by the carbon oil of the yoyre, there's a mokam to declare that maybe an oni cannot bring even the carbon asher. He's missing out on something. You have in Parshas Tzav, Funukudis, state in the beginning of the Parsha, Eish tamid tukar ala mizbeach loy sichba, state b'shem deshlo, I saw. that there's a skula, if a person wants to be nitzel from Hurri Avera, to say this pasuk, Eish Tomid, Tukar Alam is Beach Loisichba. You have a carbon toida. I want to explain a little bit about a carbon toida. A carbon toida is really a shlomen. To understand the basics, right? A carbon oila is kulei lemezbeach. A chatas is for averus. It goes chelik on the mezbeach, chelik to the kahanim. A shlomen is something that goes a little bit to everybody, right? Now, there's a standard carbon shlomen, but besides a standard carbon shlomen, there are certain specific carbon shlomen. A shlomen is a kachim kalim. That means that shchita is b'chol mokim ba'azora, and the achila is gar in the whole Yerushalayim. In the Mukif Choyma, right? There's no din Samach Venir. It has to be in the Mukif Choyma. But there are other kinds of Ishlamim. Besides the standard Shalmi Nadava, there's Meitzer Behema. Meitzer Behema is a kind of Ishlamim. Karban Pesach, I want to talk about that soon. Karban Pesach is a kind of Ishlamim. It's a Karban Pesach, but it's a kind of Ishlamim. It's a Ishlamim which has unique dinim. Normally, a Ishlamim can be eaten to anybody in Yerushalayim. For, right? Nishnei Yomim V'layla? The Karban Pesach is limited. Only Lemnuyav. Only in the Makam of a Chabura, not the Emes in the Holy Yerushalayim, you have to eat in a specific place. There's different Gedarim. Only till Chatzos. A carbon taida is also a kind of a shlomen. Now it's interesting, a carbon taida, the Sforna writes, a carbon taida has two interesting dinim, even though it's a shlomen. First of all, a taida comes with arboyim lechem. A taida comes with arboyim lechem. And also a taida is different than a regular carbon shlomen. A toida is nechel only the yoyim v'layla. A carbon tamid can't be eaten the second day. Right? Normally a carbon shlomim, besides the day you were makarvit, the entire night, you have the next full day also, shnei yoyim v'layla. A carbon toida, you only have yoyim v'layla. Zokta Sifurna, what's the pshat? The purpose of a carbon toida, Zokta, is that a person is supposed to make a suda and talk about the nes that happened to him. A person brings a carbon toida on one of four things, right? Halchemid boris, beis asurim, choylish and esrapi, yorde ayam. The carbon toida is the purpose to invite a lot of people and to be misafir to tehila of the neis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore they gave you a much less time. You don't have the next day to eat it. It's going to become nois already by Alois HaShachar. Plus you have to finish 40 lechem. Together with the meat, you have to finish 40 lechem. And the lechem also becomes noiser. What's the only eitzah? You have to invite a lot of guests. And that was the purpose. Dafka, by a carbon toida, we have arboyim lechem. And we have a limited time of only yoyim v'layla. The purpose is that you should be able to be to invite a lot of people to talk about it. That's the yisoid of a carbon toida. Now there's a different sugya, which l'choyres toli zebezed. There's a sugya in brachas, dafnun dalid, arbo chayovim l'hoidais. There are four people that are chayiv l'hoidais, and these are the same people l'choyre that are chayiv in a carbon toida, have a din of a chiv to make birchas ha-goymel. You have to make birchas ha-goymel b'fnei asora, v'trei minayu rabonon. You need, besides that there's 10, you have to have two of them, tamid chachamim. The Gemara had to decide, you need not 10 and 2 with them, you need 10 plus 2, you have to have 12 altogether. It's more than la'alocha and simen reishi yutes and arachayim, and then to make birchas ha-goymel. Holchei mitbarais, beso asurim, choylev and israpi, and yordi ayam. Interessant. The Gemara learns it out from a psukim in a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Zayin. Now the Seder in the pasuk in the Tehillim is mitbarais. If you look at the psukim in the capital there, first it talks about holchei mitbarais, then beis asurim, then choyla, and then yardei ayam. But when the Gemara brings down arba chayavim lahaydes, the Gemara gives a different order. A minute later, it quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. But when the Gemara originally quoted, it goes a different order. Yardei ayam, holchei mitbarais, choyla v'nisrapi, beis asurim. So the Rishonim will ask, why did the Gemara quote the etzam halacha different than the seder of the psukim in Tehillim? And I saw it's interesting. There's a steer in Tosis. Tosis and brachas. Taisin Shabbos, Taisin Rosh, a lot of Rishonim say that the Pasuk says, and it's a Shalom Metzias Pasuk, it's a Vayar Inyan, that the Pasuk goes in the order of which is more dangerous. And the Gemara went which is more common. Right? Kro Noket Seder HaMesukonim Yoyser, and the Gemara was Noket Seder HaMotzi Yoyser. But they bring down on the side, the Oruch brings down B'Shem Rav Haigoin, and Taisin Shans, and Baba Kama says, Mamish Fakert, that the Psukim is saying which is more common, and the Gemara picked the Seder which is more Masukin. I'm not sure how it stems, Pashan and Mitzias, which is, you know, how to work that out. But it's interesting, it's Negei and Baba Kama. Taisis and Baba Kama in the beginning, the Mamish, the beginning of the days, it says in the Mishnah, Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever, there's a whole Shiloh why the Mishnah talked about that order. So Taisis starts working out of it there, why it stems with the order of the Psukim. That Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever, right? Taisis Yontif says a pshat because it rhymes, it goes good. Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever, that's the way. Lagirsa, it's easy to remember, as it. But Tosis works out a cheshbon why it goes the Seder Apsukim. And then Tosis asks, it's not true. I don't want to go into all the details of the Tosis there, but Tosis works out, it's not so partial that the Seder Apsukim is takashor bor mave hever. He starts cheshboning if mav is Shane, if mav is Adam, a whole cheshbon. But Tosis in Shabbos daf beis, he says no. The Mishnah is not saying it in the order of the Psukim. The Mishnah rather says what's more common. The same way you see by Birchas HaGoyimel, he says. The same way we see by Birchas HaGoyimel. He goes with those Mishnayim. That the Psukim and Tehillim say one way, which is more Mesukim, more Sakana. Nevertheless, the Gemara goes and says the order of which is more Matzui. Hu Adin and Baba Kama, it says which is more Matzui. Abisachapta, I don't know, it's the Abisachapta steers about that, which is Taka more Matzui, and which is Taka more of a Sakana. There's a whole shayla in the Chasam Sofer and Tshuva, and also in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reishi Yates. Is the din of benching Birchas HaGoyimel the same Gedarim as the Inyan of Karbonis? The Moshe has it said, you can only bench Goyimel by day. Because you can only be Makar of a Karbon time by. I mean, we're not to do it by Kriyas HaTayr. It's not Ma'akiv by Kriyas HaTayr. But he has it said, maybe it should be done only by day, because it's really instead of the Karbon. But it's not Pashit. He even has a Chilik, maybe Yordi Hayam has different Gedarim than the other ones. Agansa Riches, what's the Inyan? There's Avni Nezer about it. Agansa Shaila, if the Birchas HaGoyimel we're doing is really correlated with Karbon Taydah. There's a famous Rashash in Menachas Daf Pei. So you have to know what to do with it. The Rashash in Menachas Daf Pei clears a shaila: could a person be makrav a korban toida b'nedava? Right? We know a person could be makrav a oila b'nedava, a shlomim could be nedava. Could a person be makrav a toida b'nedava? Meaning he wants to be makrav a shlomim. He didn't go traveling. He wasn't sick. Right? None of those things. Bemis, let's say stamazay a nes happened to you. There's a shaila in the machaber there. Let's say stamazay a gavaldik azach happened to you. You want to bring a korban toida? Oh, but what if nothing happened to you? Hagam l'chayr, it's not true. I mean, you got up in the morning, yeah. If you hold it, you could bring a carbon toida for any nays. You woke up in the morning, you can bring in a carbon toida. But the Rashash clears, maybe that's what the suffix is. The Rashash clears, could you bring a carbon toida in a dove? I'm clearing taka now. That's the pshan of the Rashash. He didn't have it said stamazo you could bring a carbon toida. He's clearing, Efshi Yedder Yid can bring in a carbon toida. Boss, hey, it's a klenika. He's walking, he's talking, bring a carbon toida. But he's mesupik. The Pella is, it's a first Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Yud. The Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Yud says, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chassidim HaRishonim HaYim Avin Lahavi Karbon Chatas. The Chassidim HaRishonim had a taiva, they wanted to bring a Karbon Chatas. The only way to bring a Karbon Chatas, they didn't do Averis. The only way was to make them themselves a Nazir. And a Nazir brings a Karbon Chatas. Right? The whole Shaila of Nazir is a Choyte, but Nazir brings a Karbon Chatas. Rabbi Shimon obviously says, no, Loi Nadru B'Nazir, they didn't do that. Ella, what did the Chassidim HaRishonim do? This is Lashon of the Gemara. Harayta Lahavi Oila, Misnadev Umevi Oila. Shlomim misnadev maybe shlomim toid of arvimin elachma misnadev maybe. It's not a mafurish gemara that a person could even nadev a toida. The Rashash and Menachas Daf Pei is clearing. Maybe he means the gemara. They mean the Chassidim Rishonim would go on a trip. They would cross the ocean. They would be menadev themselves to be in a matziv of being mechayiv themselves in a carbon toida. It's a shtickle of doichik. One more sugya I want to go into from the Parshias. The sugya of Noisar. Right? Im nedor in a dove zevach karboni, b'yoin hikrivei azivcha yachal, only eat it the day you were makrovit, umi macharos, v'hanoisar mimenu yachal. The next day also, what's left over you could still eat. V'hanoisar mibsar azovach, v'yam hashlishi, what's left over on the third day, b'eshi yisarif. The famous Kalali, the Ramban talks about it, is Bemeser Rabbeinu Peretz and Sochem, Daf Gimel, and in other places. The lashon of the pasuk here is, you eat it on the first day. And a certain kabbonis taka only the first day. Then, v'hanoisa, what's left over, you can eat on the second day. And then what's left over on the third day, then, you have to burn it. Sreifas noiser. The second day is called noiser. It's noiser already. But it's mutter to eat that noiser. The second day is already noiser. But the noiser of the second day you could eat. The noiser of the third day you have to burn. It's mutter the noiser. It's noiser, taka, but it's mutter. Be'emesta says to lechatchilas to eat it the first day. There's a famous gemara that there was nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that's osur, that he didn't create something else connected it, that's mutter. There's a certain fish that tastes like chazer. Again, everything has something connected it. So what's the dover shekenegdoi by noiser? Noiser is osur to eat. What's the dover shekenegdoi that's mutter by noiser? Noiser of Yem HaSheni. Noiser of Yem HaSheni is the dover shekenegdoi of noiser. Chavamol Geheret, what's the dover shekenegdoi of Bittel Tire, right? It's also a Bittel Tire. What's the Dover Shekenegdai of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Matin? Reading and learning. Reading and learning is the Dover Shekenegdai from Bittel Tire. Now you have by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, we know it's a machloikis tanoim. It's a machloikis tanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria. If Korban Pesach is only nechel till chatzois, Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria holds Korban Pesach is only nechel till chatzois, Rabbi Kiva holds Korban Pesach is nechel till the morning. Now it's mefurish that Korban Pesach, the noisar, you only burn it in the morning. So Tyson Brochus already asks, why do you eat? It's mefurish in the pasuk like Rabbi Kiva. It says, "Va'noisar you burn in the morning." L'chayr it's a raya that the Korban Pesach is nechel till the morning. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, l'chayr becomes noisar already by chatzois. And this is negayah by the Leil HaSeder Be'emes. We're machmir. A lot of people try to make it tonight. Without it tonight, they try to make sure to finish before chatzois. It's not so pashut if we paskin. It's a big machloikis rishonim taka. If we paskin like Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, or we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Hagam, that even like Rabbi Kiva, that it's till the morning, there was a gzeira mid the Rabbanan that you shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach past Chatzos. But that's only on Pesach, because it's going to come to Noisar. My matzah, I don't know if there was a gzeira. And it's totally now. Afikoyman that we're eating it, is it connected the matzah, or is it connected the Korban Pesach? It would be enough kamin if you have to be machmer Chatzos, according to Rabbi Kiva. But that's a gan tzariches, but all the sheet is about that. But akoponim, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, it's already lechayr potentially noiser by chatzai. So tais is already muches. Why does it not become noiser till the next morning? So there's a gevaltik yisoid. I think Rameh Simcha says it. Efshe ander achroinim, we met with Ramas that Korban Pesach is not stam a Korban Pesach. It's really a kind of a shlomim. L'mashal, a Korban Pesach that you weren't makriv. Now it's leftovers. What are you going to do with it now? You will makdish it for Pesach. What do you do with it now? You're going to wait till next year. Right? It has to be ben shonim. You makrev it as a shlomim. That's the din. And it has an interesting din of shlomim. It's called a moiser pesach. It can only be eaten for a yom v'layla. It has its own gedorim. It's a moiser pesach. It has a din of a shlomim. But if she could say, and I want to go a step further even, a Korban Pesach is really a shlomim. Mitzad hilchis shlomim, shlomim has basic rules that it has to be eaten in the whole Yerushalayim. Korban Pesach is a very unique kind of a shlomim. It has strict rules. It could only be eaten with matzah u'morer. It could only be eaten limnuyov. Korban Pesach it can only be eaten with the chabura. In the mokama chabura, it can't be eaten the whole Yerushalayim. I mean, your chabura can go anywhere they want, but once they sit down, that's where they are. It has special rules. Ken Zayin, this is already Knech. A Korban Pesach is both. It's a shlom and a Korban Pesach. Mitzad hilchis shlomim, it can be eaten the whole night. It's hilchis Pesach that says you have to stop eating it by chatzos. Ay bazay, it's not noiser. This is lomdish. It's not noiser. You can't eat it, but you could. It's not noiser. The shlomim dikadin shaboy still has heter achila. You grada cannot eat it. Because Pesach dikigdorim of it says not to eat it past chatzos. Just as Pesach dikigdorim doesn't let someone who's not from the chabura eat it. But its shlomim dik aspect does allow you to eat it. It's not noiser because be'emeth it still has heter achila until the morning. I wanted to say one more chiddush. All karbonis. When do you allow to start eating it? After you zoyrik the dam, and after you makter the emurim, that's the matir. Now that you have the matir, you're allowed to eat it. Loi matzono a carbon. When do you eat a carbon pesach? Right, the shechit is done on your dalid from chatzois after the tamid till the night. But when do you eat it after the night? Loi matzono and kol terukul as a carbon. You were zoyrik the dam, you were shayfik the dam already on the side. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and now you're waiting. You're waiting until the night. What are you waiting? Which matir is it missing? Shteita, that a Korban Pesach has a special din, that you can't eat it only by night. I'm coming, that's the Korban Pesach dikadin shavoy. Mitzad the shlomim shavoy, it's allowed to be eaten already as soon as you have the matir of the dam. The shlomim dikadin achila, you already have. It's only the Pesach dikadin achila. Now you can go and say a pilpul, right? We know there's a din of shviras etzem. But shviras etzem, you're only over if it's the zman of the achila. So if you shover the etzem bayoim, you're not over. Why? You're allowed to eat it. The shlomim dikadin, you're allowed to eat. That's his pasha. The Shviras Etzem is applying when the Pesach Dikadin Achila applies. The whole point of Shviras Etzem, only Korban Pesach has Isra of Shviras Etzem. Shlomim doesn't even have Shviras Etzem. Shviras Etzem is telling the Pesach Dikadin. But Akoponim, that's the two parts of the Achila. Sailagabi after Chatzos and Sailagabi Bayoim, the Shlomim aspect would allow you to eat it. It's the Korban Pesach that you're not allowed to eat it. And this Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. The Torah in Siman Tuf Lamed, it's the Tosfos already in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin, he says that there was a big nes on Yud Nisan. On Yud Nisan, the Yidden we spoke before, Mishchu Kulechem Tzoyin, they took the Avodah Zorah, Shrek Lechazach, they took the Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim asked them, what are they doing? And they explained to them that we're going to shech this in a few days. Sakonis nefashis mamish, and a grace and ace happened, the Mitzrayim weren't able to hurt them. So it's Shabbos HaGodol. So the Paiskim ask, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, Afanort, they all ask, so why are we not Kaiveya a Yomtif on Yud Nisan? Why are we Kaiveya Shabbos as the Yomtif to commemorate this grace and ace? Commemorate it on Yud Nisan. Right, this year it comes out on Shabbos, right? That's the Chesed. I think this year it comes out on Yud Nisan Shabbos. But why do we always commemorate it as Shabbos HaGodol, not Yud Nisan? So the Taz of Anort says, because Yud Nisan was Kriyas HaYardin, Yeshua crossed the Yardin. So if we would make a Yom Tov on Yud Nisan always, we would think that maybe we're doing it because of the Kriyas HaYardin, not because of the nation of the Tzoyin. So we switch it. Magen Avraham says a different reason. He says, because Miriam was Nifter on Yud Nisan. And then as I saw, the Chasam Sofer says, it's both together. The Taz says we don't want to do Yud Nisan to commemorate the nace of the Shabbos HaGadol of the Tzoyin because people would think it's because of Yeshua. No, and Taka we should make an ace because of Yeshua. Mm-hmm. Zokta, we don't because of the fact that Miriam was Nifter. So it really goes together. We don't want to commemorate on Yud Nisan because Miriam was Nifter. So therefore, rather we stole it avek on Shabbos HaGadol. There's other pshatim though. In the Haftorah of this week's Parsha, it says, Lifnei Boy Yoim HaGadol. Right? So Ken Zayin, that's why it's called. A lot of Parshas are called based on the Haftorah. It's the Haftorah of Yoim HaGadol. The Maril brings down Shibuli Haleket, others, that it's called Shabbos HaGadol, while Sidoa Grace Drosha, the Rav Machta Drosha, Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol. The Bnei Soscha says a pshat, I saw also Rav Shlomo Zalman brings this pshat down. He says, the Tzedoikim, Darshan Mimokras HaShabbos, that they held that we're supposed to start counting only from after Shabbos. And they made the mistake. They would try to work it out on their calendars. They tried Dafka to work out that Pesach would come out on a Sunday. It would be Mimokras HaShabbos. And about it's a toyus because Shabbos doesn't mean over there Shabbos. It means Pesach. But what's Taki Pshat that Shabbos means Pesach? Why did the Torah write Shabbos? Because there's two kinds of Shabbos. There's Shabbos Bereshis, that's the Shabbos HaGadol. That's why this Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. It's the Shabbos of Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Right, Kisheshes Yomam Osa Hashem Uvayim Hashvi Shabbos. But then Pesach is also a Shabbos. Pesach is also a Bechin of Shabbos. That's what we call it Shabbos HaGadol, to differentiate that this is the Shabbos of Shabbos Bereshis, and that's the Shabbos, the other kind of Shabbos. And actually, to explain that a little bit, it's a very Choshev Yisoid. Right, the first Rashi in Chumash, so the Sifsei Chaim talks about his Barichas. The first Rashi in Chumash. Pasha the pshat is because it's the first mitzvah, but he says Efshu it's more than that. On one hand, right, if it's b'tishrei nevar ha'olam or b'nisan nevar ha'olam, and both are right. But Ken Zayin, the inyan is tishrei nevar ha'olam, is that the b'riyas ha'olam sheishes imei bereishes Shabbos HaGadol was taka, the world was created. But then there was a different time the world was created, right? The purpose of the world being created was for Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael was created, is also a b'riyas ha'olam. It's also a b'riyas ha'olam. And that's why, it's an interesting concept, the first month of the year is Nisan. L'kuli Alma, Nisan is Chodesh HaRishon. Tishrei is Chodesh HaShvi. Nevertheless, Tishrei is the beginning of the year. So the year starts with the seventh month. Interesting, right? Pasha, the year starts with the first month. No. In Klal Yisrael Geit Nishtazei, the year starts in Tishrei. The first month is Nisan. What's the pshat? Because on one hand, the world was created in Tishrei. We'll go with that man. The world was created in Tishrei. B'riyas HaOlam, when is the world? When's the beginning of the year? The beginning of the year? Tishrei. But what's the first month? HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Klal Yisrael was created. And the Yireach, the month, specifically is symbolized to Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael, the first month is Nisan. Because there was two B'riyas HaOlams. We have to understand that Taka, Klal Yisrael was created on Leila Seder, when they brought that Karban Pesach, and they were menatek themselves, we spoke before, they were menatek themselves from the Avodah Zorah, and they became a new Bria. That was a Bria Soilamaza. And the Pashtus, it happened on Chatzois Halayla. There's rise to this, that Chatzois Halayla of Leila Seder, that's when it really happens. That's the birth, that's the late of Klal Yisrael. I once heard a Shein Avart, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, B'Chatzois Halayla. Bachatzois alayla and yoytze b'toich Mitzrayim. I'm sorry, kachatzois. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him bachatzois. So there's a lot of pshatim. The Gemara Brachos talks about it. But everyone's a pshat for the market to the Mitzrayim, it wasn't so important. An afkamina, it's 1159, 1201. Kachatzois. For Klal Yisrael was in Memtesh Aritumah. For Klal Yisrael to come out, it had to be a clean cut. It had to be, there used to be a Lavei Dezara, now there's a clean cut. That had to happen exactly by Chatzos. It couldn't be that there was a few minutes in between, partly Yid, partly Mitzri. No Torah with other things. Kulay Torah. Nish Torah im. Kulay Torah, it had to be a cutoff. That happened exactly by Chatzos. The Meshech Chochma says a word. It says, there's two Isurim by Korban Pesach. There's, you're not allowed to eat it no, right? It says, Al Toichel Mimenu no. There's also Isur of Noisa. Now it says, Al Toichel Mimenu no. Al is a very light Lashon. Loy is a much stronger Lashon. Before Chatzos, the Isur of Noah is before Chatzos. Al Toichel Mimenu no. After Chatzos, Klal Yisrael is born. Loy say Sirim Mimenu Adbaker. So Klal Yisrael is born on Pesach. And that's why it's also, it's called Shabbos. Mimachras HaShabbos, that's also a Mimachras HaShabbos. It's called Mimachras HaShabbos, but there's Shabbos HaGodol, and there's Mimachras HaShabbos. The Chasam Sofer writes, why far does it say in the Torah Mimachras HaShabbos? Mimachras HaShabbos, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. He says, Be'emes, we never really count 50 full days, because we always start Shavuos early, right? We're always Moisef on Yontif. We always make Tesefes Yontif. We make Kiddush early. We try to enter into Yontif early with Moisef Michael Ala Kiddush. So we never really have Tamimos. We never really have full Tamimos of Spirit Oimra because we start Shavuos early. Except when Shavuos is Chal on a Sunday. When Shavuos is Chal on Sunday, Erev Shavuos is a Shabbos. You're not allowed to enter Shavuos early because Fakert, you have to wait till Shabbos. Shabbos is Mochashiv. And you wait till Shabbos ends later. So it's Mimochras HaShabbos! Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. When Shavuos is Mimochras HaShabbos, when Shavuos is on Sunday, then, in that year, that pack of the year that it comes out, that it works out to be, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. Actually, I want to go into one more topic. I don't know if we ever handled this Indian, if we get to the Leila Seder, but Erev Pesach. Erev, we're moving along. Shabbos HaGadol, we'll go to Erev Pesach. It's a ganze sugya. I want to two durch an Indian from Erev Pesach. The Gemara says, Rav Shei and Daf Kuf Ches. Rav Sheishes have a Yosef betanisa kol mal yoyim bede pischa. Rav Sheishes would fast. He would sit in the tainis the whole Erev Yontif. Why would Rav Sheishes fast the whole Erev Yontif? So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to start saying, the reason is, because the image like this. We know the Mishnah says a person shouldn't eat mishas ha-mincha. Why not? So the image, there's a shayla in the Gemara. Is it because he should come to eat matzah l'tayavai? And for that it suffices not to eat from mincha gedoyla, from mincha ketana? Or is it because he has to prepare the Karban Pesach? And since Karban Pesach is from Chatzos, so he really shouldn't eat already from Chatzos. And when it says l'yoichla min ha-mincha, it means min mincha gedoyla, already from Chatzos ayon. But over here we have the note, Rav Sheishes have a Yosef betanisa kol maile yoyim de pischa. Kol. What's kol? Kol means the entire day. Under say kol means kol, afilu b'shabbos. We'll see. Aber pashit kol maile yoyim de pischa, he would fast the entire Erev Pesach. Zogti Gemara, why would he fast the entire Erev Pesach? Zogti Gemara, a pshtikal Torah like this. Because Rav Sheishes held that the reason you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach is because of Karban Pesach. And he holds like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, that Ben Beseira holds that Karban Pesach could be shechted from the morning. This is Aman Diomer, that Karban Pesach, it's a shayla, it's a chetchila, but the Yevit, but he could shecht the Karban Pesach from the morning, not from Chatzos. So since Rav Sheishes holds like Ben Beseira that Karban Pesach is from the morning, he would fast from the morning. The Gemara's maskon is not like that. The Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat of Rav Sheishes. La'olam, he doesn't hold like that pshat of Ben Beseira. But shiny Rav Sheishes, he was an istinus. And if he was an istinus, if he would eat in the morning, la'orto le'ahav ma'ani le'michla. Pashat, he was an istinus, and therefore, he would have to fast the whole day. Now, the halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tof Ay, in Sif Gimel, it's brought down, ha'istinus mis'ana be'erev Pesach, k'dei she'yoichel matzah l'tayoven. An istinus has to fast the entire Erev Pesach. So you should eat matzah l'tayavim. The makor is from Rav Sheishes, the second pshat of Rav Sheishes, the maskona of the Gemara of Rav Sheishes. Now, be'emes, the tois on the side here, it's a basic pshat, a modern tois. Tois brings down a mesechta soifrim. In mesechta soifrim it says, Ein mis'anin b'nisan, ela ha-b'choyris be'erev Pesach. No one is allowed to fast in Nisan except for the b'choyris. Why is he bringing this in? I don't know. The Gemara was talking about Rav Sheshes fasting, and we had two pshatim, either a Karban Pesach, the Gedin, or because he was an Istinus. Tosis throws us in that in Masechta Tzoifrim, Perakaf Aleph, Halacha Gimel, it says that no one can fast during Chodesh Nissan, except for the Bechiris. And Halei Dovru, if you look up Masechta Tzoifrim continues. And by me, it's a Pella. Tosis quoted the wrong part of it. Masechta Tzoifrim says, remember, we're talking here about a sugya of an Istinus. Right? The Masechta Tzoifrim says, Ein Mesanim Bechodesh Nissan, Ela HaBechiris. That tznuin means people that are ispinis misanim on Erev Pesach, and also that certain people make bahab after nisan. That's what it says in Masechta Tzoifrim. If anything, Tosfos should have quoted that other half, that tznuin, people that are an ispinis should fast. Instead, Tosfos brings in this other halacha, which is not negay the sugya, that bechayrus should fast. But al kapanim, we have this thing that an ispinis has to fast. Now, there's another halacha that avada we know that we're not supposed to eat from mincha. But avada from mincha, you're not allowed to eat. What are you not allowed to eat? So that's the famous toisus. Mamadim shach. Matzah, you can't eat the entire Erev Pesach anyways. Kala oichel matzah be'erev Pesach, kiva boi la resosa. Chometz, you can't eat already from chatzos. So it means you're not allowed to eat matzah ashira, or you're not allowed to even eat harbe peris v'yirakis. Then the Ramah brings down over there, an istinus shouldn't eat even peris v'yirakis. So the Groh writer was mitzayin. I thought an istinus is not even allowed to eat the whole day. So the Groh explains, it's very bekitzer. In the Bi'ur HaGra, there's two kinds of istinus. An istinus like Rav Sheshes Taka can't eat bechlal. An istinus like that, a little less of a madrega is not allowed to eat those last few hours. Now you have a mice in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings a different mandi yomer. The Yerushalmi have an art over here. The Yerushalmi brings a lashon like this. Rebbe loy have oichel loy chometz v'loy matzah. Rebbe didn't eat on Erev Pesach nisht chametz and nisht matzah. Why didn't Rebbe eat chametz and matzah on Erev Pesach? So the Yerushalmi brings three pshatim. What's pshat in Rebbe? First, the Yerushalmi says Rebbe didn't eat chametz and matzah. Chametz because Erev Pesach in Alad eat chametz. And matzah, because of boil arusasi bebeis chametz. Kum techois, according to this pshat, he only didn't eat chametz and matzah. Other things he ate. Then the Gemara says a different pshat. No, Rebbe was a bechor, and a bechor fasts on Erev Pesach. But the Yerushalmi upslugs that also, that we don't have such a din. We pass him like that, but the Yerushalmi didn't have. And finally, the maskon of the Gemara is Rebbe was an istinus. And since he was an istinus, he didn't eat. Just like we have over here by Rav Sheshes. So the Yerushalmi is not sure what Rebbe did. Is Rebbe not eating because of Isser Chometz and Matzah? Is he not eating because of Tainus Bechayrim? Or is he only not eating because he was an Istinus? So I saw two Groysa Chedushim that the Paiskim want to squeeze out from this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi didn't know what was Pshat in Rebbe's Minig. Why was he being Noig like this? The Mordche, it's brought down at the Beis Yosef. The Maritcha has a tremendous chiddush, a grace of kula for all the Bechorim. The Maritcha is brought down that a Bechor doesn't have to fast on Erev Pesach. A Bechor just is not allowed to eat matzah ashira and harbe oichel. But ktsas mine targima, he's allowed to eat. He doesn't have to fast. We pass not like that. Unless he goes to a sea, we pass and he has to fast. But the Maritcha says, no, a Bechor doesn't have to fast. He said, it's mefurish in this Yerushalmi. The maskon of the Yerushalmi is that Rebbe didn't eat because he was an istinus. Als istinus, he has to fast. Als istinus, he's allowed to eat mini targim. And if the Yerushalmi equated that, it didn't know. First it thought that it was als bechor, then it switched it to istinus. The Yerushalmi didn't know. So you see, they had the same gedarim. Must be that huadin istinus is allowed, that huadin a bechor is allowed to eat mini targim. Another chiddush ladina, there's a bira grub. What do you do about tainus bechorim when tainus bechorim comes out on when Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos? Do you have to do tainus bechorim? So I think we push it back to Thursday. I'm pretty sure. We push the Tainus Bechorim back to Thursday. The Bi'ur HaGra brings down, no, he says, you don't have to. He says, because the Gemara here, the Yerushalmi wasn't sure if Rebbe was doing it off Tainus Bechorim or off Istinus. Off Istinus Avada, if it was an Erev Pesach, it was on Shabbos, there's no reason for him to fast on Thursday. Well, it's 3 days before Yontif, it's not going to have an effect. And if once again, if the Yerushalmi equated Istinus with Bechor, it has the same Gedor, and the same way Istinus wouldn't have to do it on Shabbos, Huadin Bechor wouldn't have to do it on Shabbos. There's a few Nakudas, like the Indian of Bechor, Lamaisa, we bring down, the Mechaber brings down this halacha from the Masechta Soferim, that Bechorim have to fast. And the Mechaber says, Bein Bechor Me Av, Bein Bechor Me Ein. But Nekevis don't have to fast. But Yesh Misha Oimer, that Afilu the Nekevis have to fast. What's the shail if even the Nekevis has to fast? So the Bir HaGroz Mazber like this. He says, Bechor Me Av has to fast, because Bechor Me Av has a chashivis, Lagabi Nachla, Lagabi Yerusha, it goes with Bechor Me Av. Lagabi Bechor Me Aim, Peter Rechem, is Lagabi Koyin, Pidgin Aben. What about Nekeva? Nekeva, we don't see any chashivis. A Bechoyra doesn't yarish an extra Pishnayim. You don't need to make a Pidgin Habas. What's the Inyan? What's the Pshan and Yenishita that a Nekeva also has to? So, the Bir HaGro, because since in Mitzrayim, he brings a Medrash, that even the girls were killed out, the Bechoyrois of the Nekevis were killed, and the Inyan of Tainus Bechoyrim, he names on. I think everyone does, but it's not partial, we'll see. It's because of the whoever was killed out, so since the ladies were also killed out, they also have to fast Tainus Bechoyrim. So come to the Machloikis there in the Shulchan Aruch. If Nekevis have to fast, there's a Shaila, if anyone that was killed out in Mitzrayim. So if Chagahat HaShaila Ladina, it says in the Midrashim that if there was no Bechor in the house, so Gadol Shebabayis would die. There's a din that Gadol Shebabayis has to fast Tainas Bechorim. Lo Yishamana Dover Kaze. A person, a Noilid from a Yotzei Doifin, doesn't have a din of Bechor, Nagabi other things. But Avada in Mitzrayim, he would have died. There would be a din of Tainas Bechorim. And then I wanted to clarify, this is Gora Chiddush, I'm not sure. When twins are born, why are they not both a Bechor? Right? There's a first Gemara neither. When twins are born, they're both Rashis Oinai. Teretz is, Bechor is not only Tali and Rashis Oinai. Kenzan, it's only Tali. I don't want to go into that, but Bechor is also Tali in whoever was born first, the Pashtas. There's a Gra that says Fakert, that whoever's born second is the older one. We're going without that Chiddush. Whoever's born first. Aber, there's a Kapitel Tehillim in Kapitel Kufhei. There's a lot of Diyukim Lagabi, the Eser Makis, in these Kapitlach, in Kapitel Kufhei. Over there it says, Vayach kol b'chor ba'artzim reishis l'chol oinom. It says in the Pasuk first that Hashem killed all the reishis oinom. So if Hashem killed all the reishis oinom, achab ha'shayla. So when twins are born, they should both have to have a tainus b'chor. If you're telling me the kevis have to fast, reishis oinom also would be a tremendous chiddush ladina. We know if a person has a baby, then he has to fast for him. And if the father's also a b'chor, the mother has to fast. No, and if he has twins, according to this chiddush, they both have, you have to fast for both of them. If the father's a b'chor also, you have to know. But the shaila is how far it goes. Anyone that was killed out. Now the emissaries, the mafreshim ask, why do the bechorim have to fast? If anything, they should have a yontif. They should have a yontif because they were saved, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over them and they were saved. So the emissaries, there's one girsa that says, bechoris misangim be'erev Pesach. The Olam is not that. First they go to a seam and then there's bechoris misangim. But it's a different gears. It's Bechoyron Misangim, not Misanim. Misangim, Fakert. For them it's a Yontif. So they have to be Misanim. Because Bechoyron should be like that. Why should they fast? It's a Simcha for them. What Pakid of Pshat? Why do we fast? So the Chasam Sofer says, because in Mitzrayim that year, the Yidden fasted. The Bechoyron fasted. They were worried. So we're not fasting. It's a sad day for us. It's a Yontif for us. We're fasting a Zecher to that Tainus that happened then. There's other pshatim, but we'll say over there's a famous chiddush, the pshat from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that be'emes, the Indian of Tainus Bechorim, a whole new approach, and according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Avadim the Kavis wouldn't fast, and it's only Bechorim. He says like this, be'emes, before the Chayta Egel, the Avoida was given to the Bechorim. Only after the Chayta Egel was taken away from the Bechorim, and it was given to the Kehanim. So be'emes, the Chayta Egel caused the Bechorim to lose their Avoida. So therefore, once a year, the Bechorim fast in order to be meskaper for this Aveira of the Chet Egel that they lost their Avoida. Why Dafka Erev Pesach? What does it have to do with Erev Pesach, Bechwal? Zoktep is a whole interesting approach, a whole new pshat. Erev Pesach was the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash for the Kohanim. Everyone has to be makar of a Korban Pesach. It was the most busiest day of the year of Avoida HaKohanim. On that day, when it's the busiest day for the Avoida HaKohanim, the Bechorim want to be mesayer of a tshuva and be meskaper on the fact that they did the Chet Egel and they don't have the Avoida HaKohanim. If that's the pshat, it has nothing to do with Makas Bechiris. Everyone's tying in Makas Bechiris to the fasting of Tainus Bechiris of Pesach. According to this approach, it has nothing to do with Makas Bechiris. We grab the pick that day, it's the busiest day in the Beis HaMikdash, and on that day, we're miskaper on the Avoid the Bechiris. Lefi Zeh Avada, Avada Nikavis wouldn't have to fast, and also more, a Bechor of Koyanim. A Bechor of Koyanim wouldn't have to fast, because he still has the Avada. It's he lost his Bechor Dikedin, but he still has the Koyan Dikedin. You have to, Avada Ladina, a Bechor Koyan also fast. But that would come out of Chiddush, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman's Pshat. There's one other Nakuda, there's a Shaila in the Paiskim, if a Bechor is born Leil Bedikas Chometz. I think we spoke about this once. Leil Bedikas Chometz. If a person has a Bechor born on Leil Bedikas Chometz, does he have to fast? Does the father have to fast for the son? Because maybe you only have to fast for your Bechor if he was born already at night. I mean, Hagam, the fast only starts by the day. But maybe it's only Negeya if the son was already born beforehand. What if the baby was born not only at night, after Chatzos Laila? So there's a whole shaila in the person the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Shvus Yaakov, I think. He says a gevaldik chiddush. He says, you have to know, in Mitzrayim, a baby Bechor that was born after Chatzos Halayla of Makas Bechoris, would it die? So he says he has a raya. There's a Mesechta Smochis, in the Hagdomet the Mesechta Smochis. In the Hagdomet the Mesechta Smochis, the Braisa has a stira. On one hand it says, Vayi b'chatzi halayla, v'Hashem hikakol b'chor. And on the other hand, it says in the pasuk, "Biyoyim hakoyti kol b'char." Correct the Masechta Smachas. How did it stem? Was it balayla biyoyim? So the Masechta Smachas answers, "No, they were a goises. It started at Chatzos Laila, and they were goisesing the entire night. And it's a big chiddush that Makas B'charis didn't take 1 second. It continued the entire night, and they only died in the morning. That's how you answer the theory that on one hand it was Laila, on one hand it was yoyim. And that's why it's a hakdama to Masechta Smachas, because the first halacha in Masechta Smachas is goises hareyu kechay l'chol davar." So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Makas B'chayrus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. There it says, they weren't dying right away. They didn't die till the next morning. And God is a Reyu Kechai L'Choldav. But HaKadosh, this was the Stira. As I say, Mefurish in the Pirish on the Masechta Smachas. Mefurish HaKadosh. In the back of Avodah Zarah Gemara. The Shaila is, Frek Shmus Yaakov, he doesn't understand. You have a Stira. On one hand it says, Vayi B'chatzi Alayla. On the other hand it says, B'yoyim HaKadosh Kol B'chayr. Zokta, I have a Teretz. Maybe Avada by Chatzos Laila Hashem killed all the Bechorim. You know who died by day? All the baby Bechorim that were born after Chatzos Laila, they died in the morning. So that's how it's Beyoim. That's the Fregen, yeah, that's not Hikasi Kol Bechor, Beyoim Hikasi Kol Bechor Beret and Tzrayim. It's not true, it is. All the other Bechorim are dead. Those few Bechorim that are born, that's Beyoim Hikasi Kol Bechor Beret and Tzrayim. How come the Masechta Smachas didn't answer that? Must be that a baby that was born after Chatzos wasn't killed. If a baby that was born after Chatzos wasn't killed, then if someone has a baby, Leil B'tikas Chometz, Hagam David Yudalid, and here it's Kesvav, the Tzusha was a stickle shrek. Or Barak Oponim, he wants to say that why that he wouldn't have to fast Tainis Bechorim. Farshtetach, he's also going according to this Mahalach that the Tainis Bechorim is because of Makas Bechorim. Again, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's entirely a whole different Mahalach. Yeah, we come just to Leil HaSeder. The Olam should be Zoicha to Poyal Ois, what we have to Poyal Ois. The Inyan of Leil HaSeder, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Paiseach on the Batei Yisrael, and the Emes it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes was mile of them to the Chamishim Dargis of Kedusha. All the Sfarim state this concept. It's a Yisoy to know for Leil HaSeder. Very important Yisoy to know for Leil HaSeder. That the Yidden were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. And it says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Zok tisfas Emes, what does it mean? V'chamushim chamishim. There was 50 geulas, right? We know that there was maybe Dalad L'shoyne Shol geula, but he said there was really 50 geulas. 49 geulas that they went out of the Memtesh Shari Tumah. And the 50th geula was what? That they jumped up to the 50th level of Kedusha. That last jump was the most. They went all the way to the 50th, not just Parav. They went up to the 50th level of Kedusha. But that was given to them as a matana. That was a Pesach. That was a one-time thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them, Yisra'ur de la'eli gave them a matana. After you had that matana, you can't keep that if it was just given to you. You have to work on it. So you have 49 days of Sfiras Oimer to work on it. Machen de Egen Avoida is Ru'ud de Latata to work on it and Taka Poyalois. Oh, but that first jump, and that's why Pesach Mitzrayim is Bechipozin. The first thing when a person wants to get his Oirus, he has to do it with a Chipozin. You don't do it with a Chipozin, nothing's going to go. The Eretz Tzadok has to do it with a Chipozin. And with the Chipozin, you jump to the Spitz Highest Madregas. After you jump to the Spitz Highest Madregas, then Pesach Doiris is not Bechipozin. Ma being Pesach Mitzrayim with Pesach Doiris, Pesach Mitzrayim is Bechipozin. You're jumping right away to the Spitz Madregas. And that's why Pesach Sheshachat Shaloi Lishma is possible. Other Karbanos Sheshachat Shaloi Lishma is not possible. But Pesach, we said in the beginning, is to be menatik from the Avodah Zarah, and it's to get started and give yourself the jump start all the way to the top. That requires Shaloi Lishma. That requires purely Betahir. That requires Bachatzos. That's what has to happen on Leila Seder, and the Elam should be Zoicha. And then afterwards we get to the Seder Avodah of day by day till we come to Matzah.